about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. No other show does what I do. Probably because they're smart. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm still on the air. Thanks to you all. So God bless you guys. Thank you so, so much. God bless America. God bless our troops. Got a lot to talk about. Apparently, there are certain cities in our beautiful country that are considered the buggiest cities on the 25 most buggiest cities. I guess buggiest is a word. I didn't realize that. I'm not making it up, but I wish I could make that up. That does kind of sound cute. Buggiest. We'll talk about that. Also, we talked a little earlier this week, maybe not on this particular hour of the show, about how there is a treatment that could rebuild the damaged heart muscle of hearts in which somebody had a heart attack. So that's pretty good stuff because that's a pretty good sound card. Really, Dahlia? Really? Yeah, because when people have a heart attack and they survive, the heart attack muscle dies, or it's very injured that it doesn't work properly. So if you could rejuvenate and regenerate that tissue, you could have a almost brand new heart, ideally. We're going to talk about that. Also, it looks like taser guns can trigger fatal heart attacks. We all knew that. Trigger arrhythmias. We're going to talk about that. And it looks like pesticide exposure in pregnant women could cause brain abnormalities in kids. So we need, as you can see, we have a very, 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 very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot to talk about. But what makes the show most busiest, most busiest, because we're going to talk about the buggiest, are your medical questions. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and follow me on Facebook. Okay, now I'm looking at this. I didn't print this out because the font is too small. But they say now that we're coming into the warm end of spring and then summer, they decided to do a study. And I'm trying to see who gets credit for this study. Somebody always gets credit and they don't say here. Oh, Infographic. No. Infographic is what they're calling this thing. See, that's the problem with these articles that I get from overseas. They use English I don't understand. Anyway, let's just go to the results. Okay. The 25 buggiest cities, the cities with the most amount of mosquitoes, obviously worse in the south, probably occupying the Gulf states, but they say the number one city is Tampa, Florida. Number two, New Orleans. Number three, Houston. Number four, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Number five, Miami. Number six, Memphis, Tennessee. Number seven, Birmingham, Alabama. Number eight, Atlanta. Number nine, Jacksonville, Florida. Number 10, Richmond, Virginia. Ooh, Virginia's got two. 11 is Charlotte, North Carolina. 12 is Nashville, Tennessee, in terms of having the most bugs during the summer. 12 is Orlando, Florida. Oh, I remember the palmetto bugs. In Florida, you got those big palmetto bugs, right? Those are huge. San Antonio, Texas, Raleigh, North Carolina, Austin, Texas, Dallas, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Louisville, Kentucky, Providence, Rhode Island, Oklahoma City, number 22, Philadelphia, 23, Milwaukee, 24, and Kansas City. I'm not sure if it's Kansas City, Kansas, or Missouri. It's close. It's a close one. All right. Yeah, you don't see as many bugs in the West. Okay, yes, apparently they do say Portland residents do get the share of bugs, San Jose, even Las Vegas. Las Vegas has, some of them, but overall, not too shabby. We live near a lake in Las Vegas, so we have lots of bugs. also, the dog poop. Dogs love dog poop. I yell at my husband, pick up the dog poop, and if he doesn't do it, it attracts the bugs. Anyway, so they say here 23% of respondents simply go inside when mosquitoes start buzzing around. Another 22% wait to swat the mosquito when it comes buzzing by. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I don't like to kill the bugs. They say the remaining 54% elected to use insect repellent, such as body spray, tiki torches, or citronella candles. That's interesting. 85% of respondents in this survey said they prepared for the pests before a backyard barbecue. I love barbecue. And then South overwhelmingly loved bug spray. 40% of New Orleans residents said they wouldn't even leave the house without bug spray on. I mean, that's good. Honestly, these mosquitoes carry germs. I can't stand anything sucking my blood and possibly spewing something in. I just can't stand that idea. So, absolutely, bug spray. My only concern is I don't see studies looking at long-term effects of bug spray on people. You know, I mean, remember a couple years ago, they were talking about how certain sunscreens can cause cancer, right? Sunscreen and sunblock is supposed to block the sun's rays. But the study came out saying, I believe it was the oxybenzone. I need to double check. Would actually capture the sun, almost concentrate it, increase your free radical damage. So there was an argument that sunblock, an aspect in sunblock, a chemical in sunblock, the oxybenzone, possibly made it worse. And, you know, so people are calling me going, well, what am I supposed to do? I don't know. You know, obviously clothes helps. You know, I love wearing summer shirts. No, I don't go topless. I love wearing those shirts that are long sleeve that you can wear in the summer that are nice and cool. I like wearing those. Water shirts for the pool, too thick. Too thick and too hot, especially since I live in 115-degree desert weather during the summer. But I like wearing light long sleeves in the summer. I do, and I wear long skirts because I just don't like getting the bugs. And my skin is so white, I would totally freckle. I don't want any more freckles, and I don't want any melanoma, etc. But I just don't like slathering all that stuff on me day in, day out. And I don't like doing it to my kids. However, you know, if my kids are going to be running around half naked, of course I put the sunscreen on. You know, but it just, I wonder, I'm dying to see studies that say, look, people that put this stuff on every day, whether it be a bug repellent, whether it be makeup, whether it be, you know, I mean, I put makeup on every day. I need to. You know, can you, Kyle's working the dials. Can you imagine if you had to look at me with no makeup? Hey, quit. Of course I have to put makeup on, and I mean cake it on. We're talking triple layer chocolate cake. Taking that makeup on. So, you know, you wonder. I mean, does your body absorb this stuff? Is that, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to freak us out because I don't want to freak myself out because I want to wear makeup. But you wonder, bug repellent every single day, sunscreen every day, can it hurt? I don't know. Don't go away. More Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, looks like a little 11-year-old boy, I don't know if he was mad, couldn't hold his urine, decides to urinate on a few dozen laptops that were left unattended at the Upper Allen Township Elementary in Pennsylvania. Now, apparently, he's not a Mac fan, I guess. They said the boy who decided to urinate on these MacBooks that were sitting there, I don't know why they were in an area that would projectilely be hit by urine, but they said the cart and computers were damaged beyond repair, resulting in the loss of over $36,000. These were 30 school-owned MacBooks, according to the police department. Now, I guess they were stacked all nice, and I don't know why the kid did this. I'm sure we'll find out. You know, you just always wonder. I mean, I know dogs like to urinate. You know, dogs and cats. My cat, when he gets mad, he likes to urinate. I guess mark his territory. But for some reason, this kid was ticked, I guess. So, if you have any sort of iPads or MacBooks or any sort of computers that are of some worth, maybe even your iPhone or your smartphone, and you have a boy in the house, and that boy decides to get mad, just keep in mind he can urinate on it. Not too good. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Okay, we were talking about melanoma, or we were talking about skin cancer just a few minutes ago before the break. For those of you that were actually paying attention, thank you. For those of you that weren't paying attention, going, huh? Yeah, well, that's what we talked about, all right? You missed it. It was really good. Yeah. Yeah, we're talking my ratings probably spiked tenfold with that one. Anyway, melanoma, they say, well, if it hits a woman or a man, the woman is more likely to survive melanoma than the man. Now, apparently this is analysis of four European studies found that women could expect a 30% better outcome than men following an early stage melanoma diagnosis. Now, they don't know if it's gender biology. They don't know if it's because maybe men are out in the sun longer than women. Although, you know, now with women and tanning beds, maybe not. It also applies to having a metastasis. Women have a 30% lower chance to experience a spread to the lymph nodes than or the organs. Now, why? Do women have some sort of a protective benefit? I don't know. But, okay, so anyway, I guess research found an association between gender and melanoma survival, not a cause and effect. All right, okay, so to explore this, Juicy is her name? Is it Juicy? Is that a male? Somebody named Juicy here. Wait, I gotta find out. Dr. Arjun Juicy. Sorry. It's a cool name. Dr. Arjun Juicy. All right. From the Department of Public Health of Erasmus University Medical Center in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Okay, that's why. It's spelled J-O-O-S-S-E. Juicy. Okay. Glad he wasn't a lactation specialist. Okay, apparently, what did they do? Juicy and, I'm sorry, I got something's name. Okay, the researcher and his team analyzed data concerning 2,700 melanoma patients that were gleaned from four different melanoma treatment trials conducted in Europe. Gleaned. Is that another way of saying copied and pasted? Cut and pasted. All of the male and female melanoma patients have been diagnosed with either stage 1 or stage 2 cancer. During and following treatment, all the patients were tracked for disease remission, relapse, spread, and death. That's not good. The result, male melanoma patients were found to have worse disease characteristics and diagnosis and worse disease progression. Not good. On the latter measure, female patients were found to have highly consistent and independent advantage over men in terms of overall survival, both before and after menopause. I know, you got to do mole patrol. You have to do mole patrol. I don't want anybody getting melanoma. We had a colleague, he's a lawyer, calls me up screaming a couple weeks before he dies. I had no idea he had cancer. He probably had no idea he had cancer, from what I understand. And he just starts yelling at me about something. I had done a disability report, and I called his colleague to let them know that, I think it was supposed to include a body part, and the insurance company said it wasn't going to, or whatever, so I said, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go by the insurance company. She said, fine. I don't really remember the logistics, but he starts screaming at me about it. I'm like, what are you talking about? Your colleague knows everything's good. What's wrong? And I got off the phone going, oh, my gosh, I must have done something to make him mad. What did I do? And I'm trying to figure out what I could have done to make him so mad. And then I find out a few weeks later he died from melanoma. Now, his melanoma was on the back of his head. And I'm surprised his barber or his hairdresser didn't notice it, but it was on the back of his head, and it was long. It lived long. It was there long enough to, I guess, spread, kill him pretty quickly. He had young children and everything. Pretty scary. FDR had melanoma. You could see FDR's melanoma. I tell you guys this pretty frequently, but some of you are new listeners to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Go to FDR. Just Google FDR images, and you will see over his left eyebrow a dark spot. Now, early on in his presidency, they did close-ups of him, and it seems very light. Later on in his pregnancy, in his presidency. Did I say pregnancy? See, it's this Juicy guy that's messing everything up. Later on in his presidency, many of his pictures were more distant, maybe because of the wheelchair or maybe because the blotch on his left eyebrow was getting darker and more difficult to cover up. Now, they say rather than hemorrhagic stroke being the cause of FDR's death, could have been the melanoma. But you will see that as he sits farther away from the camera later in his presidency, you almost see the lesion above his left eyebrow a little bit more clearly, meaning it was getting dark. That's where I think. They said he died of melanoma. My guess is it was that spot, because you see it almost more prominently in the later pictures when he's farther away from the camera. I.e., meaning it got darker, it progressed, grew. So quickly, ABCDEs of moles, pop quiz. I've told you guys this. Do you guys know your ABCDEs of moles? Yes, we're doing it again. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, every week you quiz us. I don't want... Listen up. There's new listeners. Come on. And when there's new listeners, what do? We be nice. When there's new listeners, we be nice. Real quickly, ABCDEs of melanoma, A, asymmetry. No, that's a dirty word. No, we don't use dirty words in dermatology. Come on. GI and urology, maybe, but not dermatology. A is for asymmetry. One side doesn't look symmetrical to the other. Okay, B is for no border. Right. Come on, keep it clean. Border, where rather there being a distinct border, a melanoma has an erratic border because cancer is chaotic. There's no rhyme or reason to it. There's no nice uniformity, so the border starts to look abnormal because the melanoma is growing chaotically. C is for color. That's right. Very good. If there's more than one color to your mole, it could be a melanoma. Again, the melanocytes causing the melanoma, a little bit chaotic. You'll have some that are more pigmented than others, different depths, different degrees of it. Chaotic, C, color. D is for Dr. Dahlia. Yay! No, D is for breast size. No, diameter. Diameter, D. If your mole is greater than a centimeter or bigger, let's say, than a pencil eraser, get it checked out. And E is for elevation. Right. Very good. You know, you guys aren't even answering. You're pretending. You're like mouthing the words going, ah. E is for elevation. I tell you, you totally failed this pop quiz. Elevation. If the mole starts to get depth or it starts to get some height, you may not be able to tell the depth, but the height. Basal cell carcinomas can sometimes do that too, where basal cells, the nodular ones, will start to burrow in. You can't tell, but it'll start to get some height to it. So elevation of skin could be cancerous, skin cancer, or melanoma. Get those checked out. I think they start to add a couple other letters, F and G, but I haven't determined what those are yet. So again, keep it clean. Keep it clean. Yeah, F is what you say when you find out you have an abnormal mole that you got to get checked out. Exactly right, but keep it clean. And G is yay, good. It got taken out. like I said many a time on the show, you will have one type of mole that will violate every ABCDE rule. It'll be your seborrheic keratoses, those big ugly moles that you get that are flaky. They could be a couple centimeters in size. These things get big. They flake. They elevate. They have a couple colors to them. Those are benign. But again, you don't have to decide that. Have your doctor take a look, or your medical provider take a look. All right. And of course, light skinned people, more lighter skinned, are at risk. But African Americans, very, very dark skinned individuals can also get melanoma. So everybody needs to be checked. Okay. And don't just check your, I know you guys are kind of looking, you're looking at your elbows. You're looking at your pinky finger. You also have to look by the tushy area. I tell everybody, take a mirror. All right. If your partner doesn't want to do mole patrol on your back or down by your tushy area, or your saddle area, we're going to call it saddle area. People don't like perineum or hoohee. People don't like calling it that. So we're going to call it your saddle area. You know, the part that touches the saddle when you sit, get a mirror down there and take a peek. Of course, wait till the Dr. Dahlia show is over before you do that. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esoteek. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esoteek are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I guess they had to do a study, even though most of us figured that something happens. Taser guns can cause heart rhythm problems. And so if law enforcement uses a taser gun to tase you, even though many people will just be knocked out, or I guess, what's the word for it when you, oh, I know. There's a law enforcement word. I like to use it because I like to sound like I know something about law enforcement, but unfortunately I can't come up with it, so I guess I don't look like I know my law enforcement terminology. Anyway, it can cause cardiac arrest with these arrhythmias and death. Now, it gives a 50,000-volt shock, and I was always looking at that going, well, wait a second here. You know, that could be enough to cause dysrhythmia or to possibly cause sort of an asystole. And I was, you know, and I was like, well, I guess, you know, and cops use it. They've been using it for a while. Many people, they just get stunned and they get back up. And, you know, so, okay, I won't, you know, make a big deal out of it. But I'm like, Anyway, Indiana University health cardiologist Douglas Zipes. Zips or Zipes? Probably Zipes. That's the sound you make, by the way, when you get shot with the taser. You go, Zipes! Analyze the case of 8 healthy men. Oh, this is a big study. 8 healthy men ages 16 to 48 who were tasered between 2006 and 2009 and lost consciousness. Uh-oh. All but one of the men died. Okay, that's not good. Zipes reviewed police, medical, and emergency response records, autopsy reports, and other sources of information, such as witness testimony and data from the taser devices, automated external defibrillators, and electrocardiograms. The study found that 6 of the 8 men developed severely abnormal heart rhythms after being tasered. Now, they say don't abandon the tasers, but maybe we need to know, I guess the cardiac status of a patient before we taser them, or try to avoid chest shocks. Now, when we got a taser, they give you a dummy tase to practice, and they give you a target. And, of course, the target is the chest. And, yes, I got it right on. I have a good aim. But it's the chest. You know, you don't try to tase the head. You don't try to tase the fibula. You know, you tase the biggest part of the body. But I always was shocked about that. I'm like, you know, I really don't want to give the guy a heart attack. You know, I just want to, render him unconscious or just, you know, have him not come after me anymore. But I guess they're suggesting maybe don't tase to the chest. I'm not sure. They say taser users need to be prepared for the possibility of inducing sudden cardiac arrest and those stunned and have adequate medical knowledge in these situations. The study was published in the journal Circulation. Again, don't all run at once to get the journal. All right, now, speaking of heart disease and damaged heart muscle, this was pretty cool. We talked about this a little earlier this week. They say you could possibly have your scar tissue that occurred after your cardiac infarct regenerated and rebuilt. So this is absolutely amazing. They say treatment to rebuild tissue in heart attack victims could be available in the next decade using genetic, quote-unquote, master switches. They say scar tissue left by a heart attack, of course, would weaken the heart. It doesn't conduct the electricity as well, doesn't have the same muscular strength, so, of course, you're not getting a good pump. Remember, your heart's a pump. Okay, that's what it is. I mean, you know, our body, it's a lot of plumbing. Okay, we got the pump. You got blood coming into one chamber, comes into the atrium, goes into the ventricle. It gets shunted to the lungs to get oxygen. Then it comes back through the left atrium down to the left ventricle, and then the left ventricle has to pump out to the whole body your oxygenated blood that had just come from the lungs. It gets pumped out down the aorta, goes to the body, starts to go into the arteries and then the arterioles, then to the capillaries. You have oxygen exchange. Then the deoxygenated blood goes from bright red to kind of a darker red, right? You know, maybe a little purplish, okay? Sometimes blue, but usually it's a darker red. The venous blood is a darker red, not as bright. Starts to come back up from the venules into the veins, into your inferior vena cava. Dumped into the right atrium, goes into the right ventricle of your heart, boom, gets shunted to the lungs again, such that your lungs can then reoxygenate the blood, back into the left atrium, back into the left ventricle, and then we go over again, okay? That's how the heart works. Now, most of the heart attacks occur in the left anterior descending artery, coronary artery. So the left anterior coronary descending artery, if it has a blockage, etc., it doesn't provide enough blood flow to the left ventricle. And since the left ventricle is responsible for doing most of the pumping to the body, if you don't get enough cardiac output, which is what we call it, then you don't get enough blood going to the brain, you get dizzy. You don't get enough blood going to very integral parts of the body, and you could suffer as a result of it. If you have a blockage that renders most of the heart muscle of the left ventricle useless, you die. Now, people that survive heart attacks will have many times scar tissue. So, let's see what they've done. Now, they have been, playing around with stem cells, right, to try to regenerate a person's heart muscle using their stem cells. But now, scientists have used something called microRNAs. Now, these are small genetic molecules that serve as master regulators, controlling the activity of multiple genes. They identified a combination of 3 of these microRNAs that appear to convert scar tissue cells from fibroblasts, which cause scar tissue, into muscle cells, which are cardiomyocytes. So what these little suckers were able to do, which is absolutely fascinating. Oh, you all are falling asleep by my dissertation on this research study, but I'm like all excited. I am like super excited here. All right. What they're doing is they're changing the cell that causes scar tissue and reprogramming it to a heart muscle cell. This is way cool. Now, they were able to do this in mice. Of course, they always do it in mice. This is Professor Victor Dzhou from Duke University Medical Center. That's how you pronounce it, I believe, Dzhou. In Durham, North Carolina, he said researchers have tried various approaches using stem cells to regenerate damaged heart muscle tissue. This is the first study to use microRNA, which are small molecules that control gene expression, to reprogram fibroblasts, which cause scar tissue, into heart muscles. I like it. We have not only shown evidence of this tissue regeneration in cell cultures, but in mice. So our mice's hearts are regenerating. This is very exciting. Very exciting. We're going to be so happy that our mice are doing well. Now, what happens with humans? Well, you know, they got to start, you know, working on human trials, of course. But see, to me, I think they need to get in there pretty lickety-split, okay? Because once you have the scar tissue, you can't turn that tissue back. Now, they're talking about taking a fibroblast, and the fibroblast is what starts making the scar tissue, turning it into a heart cell. You need to do that before it lays down the scar tissue and the fibrotic tissue. You see what I mean? I mean, I doubt they could turn an old scar into an active, healthy myocyte. So, cool name for a dog, by the way, myocyte. Fibroblast, myocyte, time for dinner. All right, now, they say if you could do this with the heart, then you could possibly also do it with the brain if you have a stroke or Alzheimer's, kidneys, and other tissues. If you can manipulate a cell, like, for example, with Alzheimer's, you know, they have the tau protein. If you could stop a cell from depositing tau protein, the possibilities are limitless. This is, like, really cool stuff. I know you all are bored to death, but this is, like, really, I think it's cool. Okay, and this Professor Dzhou is great. Now, they think, of course, we're a few years out. They say the results were reported in the journal Circulation Research. Ooh, another type of journal. That sounds good. Now, plans to see whether microRNAs can repair damaged hearts in larger animals. Okay, so they're going to go from mice to larger animals first. They're not going to go to human. So they'll probably go to a larger animal like an elephant, maybe, or monkey. They probably want to do monkeys, but many researchers aren't allowed to use monkeys anymore. They're really cutting back on the monkeys. They're still okay with the mice, but not as good with the monkeys. Maybe they could do an octopus. But that has to be mammal. All right, and then hopefully they could do humans. All right, so pretty cool stuff. I got to tell you, I love it. Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Show. How are you all doing out there? Oh, busy, busy day, but a great show so far. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and a big thanks to Kyle who have been working the dials. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Richard on the line. Richard from Omaha. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Yeah, I heard you. I just got in on the part where you were talking about tasers and about it being used on the body and all that stuff. And it brought to mind something about the federal government or something. If they had to restrain somebody and combed or something, and it could have been from so many taser shocks and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The company actually went to court and something to where they couldn't list it as taser shocks anymore, and I think it just said unknown or something to that effect. I was wondering if that had been upgraded or rescinded or what the deal was. You might have known.
I don't know, but you're right. I remember this isn't a new issue. I remember that there was, because they were worried about the amount people were getting hurt. Was it as early as last year, there was controversy whether we should even have our police force use them because of the certain number of deaths. I mean, very rare. But no, I haven't heard of anything new, I guess, for that matter. Huh. No, you're right. I remember that. Thank you. I know. See, it's funny. It's been so long that these stories come out, and I'm like, I remember that was a big hullabaloo. But no. But how's everything over at Omaha? My brother lives in Omaha, by the way. I love that city.
Well, good for him. Goodbye.
Great city. Thank you, Richard. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, let me see. You know, what are they talking about? They're talking about, I want to kind of look up, you know how we use different, we use joules, you know, when we do cardioversion and when we do our AED, when we do our defibrillation, we use, you know, joules. And, you know, it just makes you wonder when you give a 50,000 volt jolt to the chest, you know, I mean, what is it doing to the patient? And then the next question is, you know, if you don't have an AED around, right, and you're performing CPR and you're out in the middle of nowhere, should you tase someone in the chest? Okay, I can't say that. I can't say that. But damn, I mean, if these things have that power, huh? All right, let's move on. Pesticides linked to brain abnormalities in kids. And for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say pregnant women exposed to the pesticide chlorpyrifos. Maybe putting their fetuses or their kids at risk for potentially irreversible brain changes linked to lower intelligence. A team of U.S. researchers used MRIs to look at the brains in 20 New York City children ages 5 to 11 whose mothers tested highest for levels of chlorpyrifos. During a previous study, they found significant abnormalities in the brain structure of those kids, all right, and lower IQ. The kids exposed to higher levels of the chemical did not exhibit the expected male-female differences in their brains, which many males and females do. We've talked about this too, like a homosexual male will have a brain that looks very similar to a female, and a homosexual female have a brain similar to a male. Now, in this particular case, they couldn't see much of a difference between male and female. There's more differences in that, but that's just an example. So obviously the prenatal period, very delicate. You know, many people have postulated that maybe, you know, these pesticides could also put these babies at risk for autism. They need to do a lot more studies. They need to do a lot, you know, because, of course, somebody could say, well, should we not be eating fruits and vegetables? Should we, you know, be exposed to the insects and their droppings and, you know, whatever the pesticides and the insecticides protect us from, you know, go all organic. I wish organic would be cheaper. I would love to tell everybody to just go organic, play it safe. Why not? But it's just too expensive. I tried that. I think I went 2 weeks with just trying to buy organic groceries, and it was one small bag for $100. Could not do it. All right, let's go on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There is a tiny vacuum they have now devised that cleans infections by sucking healing cells into wounds. Oh, how does this work? This is interesting. Okay. The new vacuum machine works by drawing blood into the area, which increases the supply of healing cells. Kind of like hyperbaric oxygen brings oxygen into the area. That's kind of interesting. I like that idea. If you do a sucking type of motion with a vacuum, they say not only does it help prevent infection and boost healing, but it stops wounds from reopening. It's called the PICO machine. like Pico Street in L.A., consists of a large disposable dressing connected via a plastic tube to a battery device. The dressing has rubber edges, creates a seal over the wound. The battery pack is then turned on, creating suction over the area. This area has the effect of drawing out fluid and pus from the wound. This is delicious. And at the same time, encouraging blood supply to the area. Makes sense. It's called negative pressure healing. Makes a lot of sense. All right. So they did, I won't go too much into the study because I know we're kind of coming up on time here. They say patients can actually carry this around, a 2-pound pump in a backpack. Kind of difficult for somebody on crutches who just had a surgery. All right, very difficult. But, you know, it's interesting. Very, very interesting. Many people get infections and wounds. Many people have, I wonder if this could be used for decubitus ulcers, for our diabetic ulcers, our foot ulcers. It makes some sense. Apparently, Pico absorbs fluid via an absorbent gel layer within the dressing. This can hold between 200 and 300 milliliters of fluid, which can be used for a week, depending on the size and severity of the wound. It can be used for diabetic foot ulcers. You see, I knew. Breast surgery, hip replacement, stomach surgery, etc. are among the wounds that are the most suitable. Ah, this is pretty exciting stuff. I like, because I got to tell you, these wounds, we try to get air to them. We try to use Duoderm. We try to use Regranex. We're using all these things to try to stimulate growth. And, you know, we have things. We have suction. We have oxygen. Trying to get that, though, to the wound, that's the trick. Apparently, one of the first patients to benefit is 82-year-old Alma Lim from Creswell near Worksop. That doesn't sound American. Doctors feared they were going to have to amputate her left leg after she broke her ankle in November and needed metal plates inserted. But after 3 days of using the machine at home, the wound had shrunk by a centimeter. After using the device for 3 months, the wound is almost healed. That's some pretty cool stuff. That is some pretty cool stuff. She said she could even feel it working. She kept the pump in her knitting bag. And the dressing was changed twice a week at the clinic or by the nurse at home. All right. So, look, I hope they keep that up. That's some sort. We haven't talked about wound and wound care and regeneration and burns. We probably need to spend some time talking about that. I know we don't have time today, but that's always a good topic. I'll try to get some time to do that. We'll do that because that's always kind of interesting. People have a wound that doesn't heal, and they're like, "Why? Am I diabetic? Is it my vitamins?" You know, I mean, some people they heal quickly, some people they heal slowly. Your diabetics always heal slow. Your anemic patients heal slowly. Why? They aren't getting good circulation. You need circulation. You need blood flow. Now, hyperbaric oxygen treatment, where you have the high-pressure oxygen, those are expensive treatments. And so if they come up with a vacuum pump that could be cheap, because remember, with the way healthcare is going, even if they have some of this fancy-schmancy stuff, it doesn't mean we're going to be able to use it. All right? The trick that these researchers and scientists are going to have to master is how to come up with a treatment that's cheap. You know, like when they were coming up with stem cell treatment for baldness, that sounded exciting. You know, many of my patients were like, hey, they're going to have a treatment for baldness. I go, yeah, but who's going to pay for that? You know, I just had a patient, she wanted the BRCA gene testing. Her insurance won't cover it. Ain't happening. All right. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.